Hola, me llamo Jenna. Soy americana, viviendo en Andorra, y esto es un Spanish tidbit.
Today we're going to talk about three words, or phrases, I guess. De, sobre, and acerca de. The common denominator among them is they're all often used for the English word about, like on the subject of or concerning. And when used for about, I'd say by default, they're all interchangeable. So, what do you think about the election? Could be said with any of them. ¿Qué piensas de la elección? ¿Qué piensas sobre la elección, or qué piensas acerca de la elección? All three are correct and don't even sound weird, though I probably use de the most, followed by sobre. Acerca de is a mouthful and perhaps a bit more formal too. But these words aren't always interchangeable. Sometimes you wouldn't want to use de because it's too ambiguous. De can mean so many things. About, of, from, it can show possession. So, un libro de Kurt Vonnegut, that could mean a book about Kurt Vonnegut, but it could also mean a book by Kurt Vonnegut or from Kurt Vonnegut. For this reason, in this example, it's better to use sobre or acerca de. So, un libro sobre Kurt Vonnegut or un libro acerca de Kurt Vonnegut. Take a look at this newspaper headline. La incertidumbre sobre su futuro inmediato golpea. Oh wait, I don't want to show you the rest yet. All that's important right now is they're using sobre here for about. The uncertainty about its immediate future strikes, hits, or affects. Then we'll look at the rest later. They could have totally used acerca de instead of sobre, but de? It's okay, but it's definitely ambiguous, so I'd avoid it. The uncertainty could be long to the future. With these decisions, it really does come down to the context. Another reason these words aren't totally interchangeable is some words, verbs, or expressions by rule or custom just go with each other, or don't. So in this newspaper headline, hace unas horas, Eddie Edwards se reunió con Justin Barrazo de Sports Illustrated, quien lo entrevistó acerca de su más reciente título. A few hours ago, Eddie Edwards met with Justin Barrazo from Sports Illustrated, who interviewed him about his most recent title. They're using acerca de for about. You could use sobre here too, but not really de. And the reason is, customarily, the verb entrevistar, to interview, is used with acerca de or sobre. Got this? These exceptions, when they're not interchangeable, I hesitate to even tell you about them. But just saying de, sobre, and acerca de all mean about, while true in a nutshell, is so not the whole picture, it borders on dishonesty. Bottom line, they're basically interchangeable, subject to grammar rules and customs. Oddly, the word acerca without the de, that word doesn't exist. But you still might see acerca without the de. That's because the verb acercar, which means to move closer or to get closer, does exist. And when conjugated in the present tense, third person singular, it's acerca. Which brings us to, are you ready? This can get a bit confusing. Okay, the word about in English can mean on the subject of, like we've been discussing so far in this video, but about can also mean approximately, right? So can we agree these English sentences all mean the same thing? There are about 800 people, there are approximately 800 people, and there are close to 800 people. They're all the same, right? Well, in Spanish, when you want to say about, as in approximately or close to, you can say a million different things, and one of them is cerca de, without the a, just cerca de. So there are about 800 people could be said hay cerca de 800 personas, which is basically saying there are close to 800 people. What makes things even more confusing is cerca de often follows an a, and when that happens, it's acerca de, which is very similar to acerca de when written and exactly the same when spoken. So acerca de without the space and cerca de, which is often used as acerca de with the space, can both mean about. Acerca de without the space is about, like on the subject of, and acerca de with the space is about, like approximately. Are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. Whether you use the a with cerca de or not depends on the sentence. It's a grammar issue. One clear distinction is when the object is a person or not a person. So personal a or no personal a. El huracán afectó a cerca de 40 familias. The hurricane affected close to about 40 families. It's acerca de because families are people. If it were houses instead of families, it would have been just cerca de without the a. El huracán afectó cerca cerca de 40 casas. Then other times you'd add the a when the action of the verb goes to the indirect object. But that's a road we're just not going to go down right now. We're also not going to discuss the word cerca without the a and without the de, which also means close, but more physically like near. We're not going to touch on the million other ways you can say approximately, más o menos, como, unas, alrededor, and of course, aproximadamente, because that would open up the alrededor road, which can mean around, like about, or around, like around a lake. That's some serious about, approximately, around overlap. Then, of course, we could talk about how sobre also means envelope. Yes, it's a noun sometimes, a weird, weird noun. Sobre can mean above, too, but so can encima. I guess that's the biggest difference between these YouTube videos and my premium course, Fun with Words. In Fun with Words, I let my brain run freer. We have more time to go off on any fun or interesting tangents we find. There is one last tangent I want to go off on before we call it a day, though. In English, we use the word about another way, too, for right before we're going to start something, when we're about to start it. Well, in Spanish, they don't talk like that. They wouldn't use de, sobre, or acerca de. When you're about to start something, use the phrase a punto de, literally at the point of. I'm about to start class. The most common way to say that would be estoy a punto de empezar la clase. I'm at the point of starting class. Oh wait, we never went back to that headline, remember? Okay, they used sobre here for about, like on the subject of. But then in the part I didn't show you before, they used cerca de, with an a before it, for about, as in approximately. La incertidumbre sobre su futuro inmediato golpea a cerca de 800 jóvenes protegidos por DACA. Uncertainty about its immediate future strikes, or hits, or affects about 800 youths protected by DACA. In summary, about, like on the subject of, can be de, sobre, or acerca de, no space in acerca. Then about, like approximately, can be cerca de, but is often preceded by an a, so acerca de, with a space. Then about, as in at the point of starting something, is a punto de. And that's it. If you're addicted and want more, go to SpanishDude.com/tidbits, where there are tons of videos just like this waiting for you. Then even more, where I let my brain run wilder, in my premium course, Fun with Words, which you can find at SpanishDude.com/fun. The links to everything are below this video or in the description. A special shout out to Jenna in Andorra. I just Googled Andorra, thinking it was a region of Spain I had yet to visit. Only to be reminded, Andorra is actually its own little country between Spain and France. Cool. Thanks, Jenna. Looks beautiful. If you'd like to appear in a future Spanish tidbit, go to SpanishDude.com/tidbits and you'll see instructions for how to get that done. Okay, nos vemos, amigo. Until the next tidbit, I'm Jordan and I love Spanish.